In a week where temperatures dipped into the 20s, farmers wrapped up the state sugarcane harvest. LSU Wax Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois.
The crop ended like it started, on a cold note.
A late freeze in March of last year slowed the growth of the crop. Warm conditions later in the year allowed the cane to catch up. Then a freeze in November complicated the harvest. But Gravois says farmers worked to reduce the damage.
Growers handled it real well. You know, we sent out information on what varieties to harvest first, check your elevation levels. Cane that went down was more hurt by the freeze than cane that was still standing up.
Despite these setbacks, Gravois says yields were really good.
This may be our second or third best crop. Certainly not as good as the 2012 crop, but could be our second best crop.
Farmers set a record with their 2012 crop. This recent freeze will make it hard to process the remaining stalks of cane. But Gravois says it can benefit the next crop by killing off insects that may be overwintering. At the start of the new year, farmers are concerned about low sugar prices.
Probably more worrisome than the cold weather for most because, prices are back down to the 20-cent range. And as you talk to our ag economists, that's below break-even for a lot of our growers.
Gravois says farmers may have to look for ways to reduce production costs for the 2014 crop. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.